Hey there, awesome humans. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things inner child healing. You know, that part of us that wants to play, create, and just generally have a blast. But sometimes, life throws us curveballs, deadlines loom, and we end up staring blankly at our to-do list, wondering where the time went. Yep, I'm talking about procrastination. That sneaky little beast that loves to hijack our best intentions. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming procrastination and building that superpower we all crave. Productivity. Think of it like this. Your inner child is bursting with creativity and potential, but procrastination acts like a giant blanket fort, keeping them tucked away and hiding. It's time to break out of that fort and unleash the awesome power within. Listen up, because I'm dropping 5 golden nuggets that will help you conquer procrastination and become a productivity ninja. Number 1. Identify your inner saboteur. Ever catch yourself saying things like, I'll do it later, or I work best under pressure? These are classic procrastination phrases, my friends. They often stem from fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of the task itself. So get curious. Ask yourself why you're procrastinating on this specific thing. What's that little voice whispering in your ear? Identifying the root cause is like holding up a mirror to those sneaky sabotaging thoughts and finally seeing them for what they are, just thoughts. Remember, thoughts are not facts. Number 2. Break it down, baby. Ever feel overwhelmed by a massive project? Like, looking at that mountain of work is enough to send you running for the hills. That's procrastination's playground. Instead of trying to tackle the whole thing at once, break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think bite-sized pieces instead of a giant Thanksgiving feast. Each little win will give you a sense of accomplishment and keep you motivated. Number 3. Create your own productivity playlist. Music is a powerful tool, and the right tunes can seriously amp up your focus. Experiment with different genres: upbeat music for getting started, calming melodies for deep work, or even nature sounds for a peaceful flow. Find what works for you and make it your own personalized productivity soundtrack. Number 4. Set realistic expectations, people. We all have those days where we're super productive, but let's be real, there are also those days when even getting out of bed feels like a monumental task. That's okay. Aim for progress, not perfection. Some days, completing one small step is a victory worth celebrating. Be kind to yourself and remember that consistency trumps intensity every time. Number 5. Reward your wins. You deserve it. Think of something you enjoy doing: taking a walk, reading a good book, indulging in a delicious treat, and use it as a reward for completing tasks. It's like giving yourself a high five and saying, you got this. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated and make those dreaded tasks feel less daunting. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up. Your inner child is bursting with ideas, but procrastination whispers doubts in your ear. What if I mess it up? What if people think it's boring? You start to avoid working on the presentation, into watching your favorite show instead. But then you remember these 5 nuggets. You identify that fear of failure is driving your procrastination. So you break down the presentation into smaller chunks. Research, outlining, crafting the slides, practicing your delivery. Each step becomes less overwhelming and you find yourself feeling more confident. You create a playlist with upbeat music to keep your energy high. Remember, progress over perfection. Even if you only complete 1 test that day, it's still a win. And when you finish each chunk, you reward yourself with a cup of coffee and a good walk outside. D. Breaking free from procrastination is all about being kind to yourself, identifying those sneaky saboteurs, and taking action 1 step at a time. So, what are you waiting for? Grab that to-do list, unleash your inner productivity ninja, and remember, even small steps lead to big achievements. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, share this episode with a friend who could use a little procrastination-busting boost. Catch me tomorrow for another quickie session of inner child healing. Let's keep growing together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.